Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. Sheena Mitchell is with us today. She is a mother of three. She is an expert pharmacist. She has Milltown Total Health there in Dublin. She also has wondercare.ie, a podcast about all your health questions. And I need to ask you about this blooming vomiting bug that seems to be doing the rounds at the moment, Sheena. Had it myself there. And it's rotten. A lot of kids are missing school because it seems to be rampant right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really difficult one to manage. But generally, you know, it is one that you can manage at home. The main thing with it is to make sure that your child stays hydrated. And that can be really difficult because they're not interested in food or drinks, you know. So what I'd say is something like the ORS, their rehydration tablet that dissolves in water. And it's actually a much nicer flavour than the traditional Dioralite. My kids certainly love the kind of strawberry or lemon flavours that they have. Mm. And it's easier to get that into them and just syringe even 5 mils into their mouths at a time, you know, basically every 5 minutes until the solution is gone. And that can really help. But, you know, if they're vomiting a lot, the big thing with this norovirus type illness is that it does spread like wildfire. So if someone has it, obviously make sure to keep them out of school. And then for family members, you know, make sure the hygiene is really ramped up and all the surfaces are being wiped down as much as possible, because it does just spread among the household, which isn't pleasant. But the key to it is not to stress too much about what they're eating. Keep them on a plain diet. They will tell you what they want. Boiled Cool 7-Up is an oldie but a goodie, because it does deliver some energy, you know, as well as hydration, and, you know, just making sure to get a little bit of rehydration sachet into them when you can. And just watch out for symptoms of dehydration, which would be things like lethargy. So if they're really drowsy and they're not in good form, they're not responding to you like they normally do. If they're crying and there's no tears, that can be another indication. And even when you pinch their skin, if it doesn't snap right back into the place where it was on the hand, say, then sometimes that can be a set sign of dehydration. Or if they're not, if it's a young child and they're not having frequent wet nappies, or if you've got an older child and you find that they're just not using the bathroom enough or drinking enough, they're the times that you really do need to seek medical attention first.
Yeah, because I know when you're vomiting, the last thing you want is to be drinking something because you feel like you're going to throw it up again. But it's so important just to even get little drops in.
And that's why I always say, like with my toddlers, when they had a vomiting bug, I would always make up a little solution of rehydration sachet and give them a cup and a syringe. And in essence, they thought they were playing with it. But, you know, especially now that you can get the nice children's strawberry one in from the ORS range, they loved actually syringing it up with like a Calpol or Nurofen syringe. And that was quite an easy way to get it into them. And even with young, you know, I suppose 1 and 2 year olds, you can just gently syringe very small amounts into the side of their cheek. And even, you know, if you're only giving them a couple of mils at a time and you're doing that every 5 minutes, that is really going to help. And it's not going to cause them to vomit, and they'll absorb enough salt from that to really help.
That's what they tell you to do when you bring them into Temple Street. They give you the syringe and they say to do it every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes to do it that way, you know, when the parents are looking after a child who has the vomiting bug. We've all been there, I think, haven't we? Can I just ask as well, Sheena, how long, you know, if the vomiting is continuing for more than a day or so, is it time then to go to the doc, or what would you say?
Yeah, so definitely if you see, it depends on the age of the child as well and their other symptoms. So if a child is managing okay and they just have, you know, the occasional vomit or episode of diarrhea or something like that, then you're okay to kind of leave them for 48 hours or so. But if it is persisting longer than that, or if in the meanwhile, any of those kind of warning symptoms about dehydration that I mentioned earlier, if any of those arise, they're kind of, you know, you need to go now.
Yeah.
And sometimes it might be a case that you actually have to go to out of hours or A&E, especially if your child just isn't responding, you know, properly. If you have any concerns, it is like generally children will get through it and they will get enough hydration from using something like Boiled Cool 7-Up or rehydration sachets. But if, you know, if they're very young and vulnerable, it can be hard. So you just need to, I suppose, mother's instinct is great here.
And then,
or
you know,
father's
what they
instinct
do as well, though, Sheena, when you bring them in, normally they make a liar out of you, don't they?
100%. 100%. Oh, my God. And then as soon as you're home, they're awful again.
I know.
You're like, darn it.
I know. Okay, just a quick question, actually, Sheena, before you go. Is there any product that you might recommend to take after a bug like that to kind of clear the system or whatever?
Yes, exactly. So a lot of people like to use probiotics. And actually, there's a new one out this year that a lot of people have been, you know, reporting really good things to me about in the pharmacy. And it's by OptiBac, and it's called Espudari, and it's suitable for children and adults. And it can really help, especially even while your child actually has diarrhea. A lot of people are buying it instead of using Imodium, even for adults. And it can help to, I suppose, get your digestive system back on track and back settled, you know, during a vomiting bug as well. So it's definitely a good option. I'll pop it up on my Instagram if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, give us all those social media channels so that we can find you.
Perfect, yeah. So on Instagram, it's wondercare_IRL. And pretty much the same on Facebook too. So I'll pop the link in the stories today and tomorrow. Brilliant. So that people can check it out.
Great. That's another great one to have in the medicine cabinet at home. Sheena, thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you.
Sheena Mitchell there, pharmacist, mother of three, and she also has the Wondercare podcast. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.